Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week our guest is Michael Tennis, the chairman of Lawton's Holiday in the Park activities, which begin this weekend. Michael, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
So let's jump right in. What's on the schedule for Holiday in the Park this year?
There are a few things. The first one I'd like to mention is fishing for food, and that is between 7 and 1. That got started in 2010 when I served on the city council. We had the Lake Helen stocked with trout. Now, I want to make sure everybody's clear on this. Anybody can come out, fish for free, no license, no permits, and enjoy a free cookout. Having said that, we've given away many, many thousands of dollars of merchandise, including over the last 7 years, hundreds of bicycles, hotel stays, gift cards. It just goes on and on and on. So if you want to fish for free, you can. Like I said, you can eat for free. But if you want one of the items that are raffled, you have to donate food. So for every canned or non-perishable, you get a raffle ticket. A number of years ago, started doing this. People would show up and wouldn't have any food. And they're like, wow, this is some really great merchandise. So we started selling raffle tickets for $1 a piece. We also have a $100 prize for the largest trout. Now that is a $10 buy-in. And all the money helps support this particular event. All the food goes to the Lawton Food Bank. In the last 7 years, we've raised over 5,000 pounds of food, seen hundreds and hundreds of people that enjoy the event. And for me, watching a child with their family or their granddad or grandmother catch their first fish, it puts a smile on their face that just warms your heart. And the other part of it is when a child wins a bicycle. Especially just right at Christmas. Everybody has a great time. It's a great event for a great cause. It's always a good event.
Now, Fishing for Food is the kickoff event Saturday morning, but my understanding is that moving into Saturday afternoon and evening, the rest of the schedule does begin, including one of the biggest events, which is the Holiday in the Park Parade. So what's on the schedule for the rest of the calendar?
Starting at 4 p.m., there are activities which include face painting, a bouncy house, photo booth, food trucks will be out there. Everybody really likes those. Come out just for something different. You know, it's always a good thing. Then 4:30, the Christmas parade starts lining up on the east end of Central Mall, and it will proceed north down 2nd Street to Ferris and then come into the park. And once that is completed at 8 o'clock, the tree will be lit by Mayor Fred Fitch and a few other individuals. That pretty much concludes that day. Now, there are other things that are going on in the park during December that I would also like to mention.
Sure.
Another event on December 2nd is Frost Your Fanny, which is a huge run. People just love to go to do that. And along with the Candy Cane Chase, which is for kids. December the 9th, you have the International Christmas Celebration. So from 2 to 4, you have Kalia School of Dance, and they're going to do Christmas Hawaiian style, which is pretty cool. And then from 4 to 5, you have the Mexican dancers, and they're going to do Christmas in Mexico. So that's something different as well. We haven't had that before, so this can be another reason to come out and enjoy the park. December 15th through the 17th, from 6 to 8 p.m., Central Baptist Church puts on an activity scene, and it's extraordinary. I've seen others. They have camels and burros and sheep. It's a live nativity. They actually do the birth of Christ when they go to Bethlehem. And it's a really big deal because Central Baptist Church does such a great job. Everybody's in costume. It's a wonderful event.
That's definitely a step above for a live nativity. Costumed performance is something we see often, but the addition of live animals, especially those types of live animals, that's a different level of presentation.
It really is. Like I said, if you haven't seen it, people haven't seen it, they really need to come out because it is really a spectacular event. They do a superlative job.
You mentioned that there will be the cultural dance groups and food trucks, things like that. And it sounds like these are some things that attendees might be familiar with through other events like the International Festival, but that they'll be presenting something a little bit different than what folks might see at those events.
That's exactly correct, especially with the International Christmas Celebration, the people, the groups that come to dance. International Festival, they're there. I've seen them. So this is kind of a different venue for them. Certainly it's not in the spring when it's a weather maybe a little bit more amiable to have one of those, but I'm telling you, last year, the last night they did it, it was so bitterly cold. The show went on.
And I have to think it's a great opportunity for the dance groups to present different aspects of their culture beyond what they normally get to do at events like International Festival.
That's true. That's true. We're looking forward to that. This is the first time that we've done this particular portion of the events in the park. So we're looking forward to that. It's very exciting.
And of course, there's the big piece of holiday in the park that we haven't really talked about, which is all the wonderful light displays in Elmer Thomas Park.
Yes, as chairman of Holiday in the Park, in the last 3 years, we have spent a considerable amount of money. First, we invested in a lot of new lighting, LED. The Christmas tree, it's all LED. It dances to music. So it's really, really coming along. We'll have several new displays this year. We're really excited about. We're also going to have hay rides, traditional tractor pulling a flatbed with hay in it. In those days, we're the gentleman that does that will be out on November 24th, 25th, and in December the 1st, 8th, 9th, 22nd, and 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. The thing that I really like about this, it's only $1 per person. So it's very reasonable. I'm not sure where he comes from, but what a great heart. He travels from out of town to come here and do this. We had him there during the Light Fest when we hang lights up in the park. And so we're really happy that he's coming back, because basically he's just doing this for nothing. The whole month is full of activities. This Saturday is the big event with the Christmas parade, fishing for food. Hopefully we'll have a lot of people come out and enjoy it. We're having nice weather, so that's a plus.
We are just about out of time. Michael, is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about this year's festivities?
Please come out this Saturday, the 18th, and you can look up all this information on Holiday Inn Park Facebook page. I believe it's also on the City of Lawton website. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Check it out. Hope everybody comes out, enjoys the evening. The weather's going to be nice.
Michael Tennis, chairman of Holiday Inn the Park here in Lawton.
Thanks again. Thank you so much, Clint.
The 2017 Holiday in the Park activities begin Saturday, November 18th at 7 a.m. with the Fishing for Food event and continue into Saturday afternoon with activities in Elmer Thomas Park and the Holiday in the Park parade beginning at 6 p.m. For more information about this year's Holiday in the Park events, visit lawtonok.gov or the Holiday in the Park page on Facebook. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit our website at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.